So I come to the idea, why not to do try to leverage Web3 to release the potential of scientific research to do something to speed down the works for fighting the climate issue.
Welcome to Impact Investing TV show.
We show you solutions to global environmental and social challenges to inspire you for actions towards the SDGs.
You will also learn the best way to invest your money and create impact while making profit.
Let's discover impact investing world and true sustainability right now.
Hi, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjees, Season 6, Episode 9.
By now, everyone knows that the theme of the season is impact investments in times of crisis. Sometimes I look and wonder how one action leads to unknown reactions which impacts many people's lives. Putin's invasion of Ukraine, besides causing thousand deaths of innocent people, massive destruction of cities, also took away human rights for freedom. He also made living in Russia miserable, as the freedom in all, it's different. You know, in all different aspects, it is the most valuable what a human has. Now, most Russians can't even visit their family members living outside of Russia, and they are stuck with the regime. This is what I mean by the actions which can have different consequences. On a positive note, just in the same way, when we ran a short impact measurement of our company, it seems that we have impacted millions of lives positively all around the world. And that is just the tip of an iceberg.
For example, just 3 days ago, we heard from one of our speakers from Mexico that after coming on our TV show, he received funding from a Swiss institution.
Isn't that fantastic? So what's actually your story for today, Ben, because I started talking?
So, you know, I talk to too many people each and every day.
Well, I'm aware of that. On average, you are talking like 5-7 impactful companies seeking support every day, right?
Indeed. And I want to add that each and every one of them are doing such amazing work. And sometimes it's really sad when I have to tell them that we cannot support them. But now we talk of impactful businesses. When we say impactful businesses, people often think, okay, farms in Africa, wind parks in Asia, different things. But that's not always the right perception. There's a lot of things happening on the field of technology, software, and even blockchain-based applications, which are making huge and positive impact on the environment and society. Often people think that impact investment is for the rich and powerful who have some money to waste. To change this perception, we need applications which make the normal people participate in protecting our planet, including the people.
Thank you, Ben. Today we are going to a country where we have not been yet. And today it is the first time for this country, China. So with this, I'd like to welcome amazing guest of today, who is also an old friend of yours.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to correct. Yeah. It's not the first time we are going to China. We are going to China mainland for the first time.
Correct.
We have been to Hong Kong because
That's
we had a guest
true.
From Hong Kong.
Yes, but mainland.
Yeah.
So Mr. Forrester Young, please join us.
Hi, good to see you guys.
Hi there. Hi. Where are you? Are you right now in China? Where?
If there... Beijing. Yeah.
The capital. How great. How great. Forrester, I'd like to introduce you quickly to our audience first before we start diving deeper in the conversation. So you are the co-founder of the Net Zero Project, which is enabler for climate work ecosystem. It is there to help bringing 51 billion tons of emissions per year to zero, which we need to do till 2050. So the mission of the Net Zero is to connect science, climate, and artificial intelligence to accelerate the transition to a net zero on our planet. and build a climate-resilient future. You were born also in China, in Changsha of Hunan, where you developed the necessary life experience, knowledge base in investment banking, computer science, drive for innovation and future leading, resulting in the Net Zero Project. So we're looking forward to hear more about that, of course. So what's your story, Forrester? How did you end up in the Net Zero Project?
Yeah, that's cool. Like you said, I was born in 1978 or 9th of October. Yes, I grew up in Nikulan Tansha of China. I moved to Sydney to do my computer science degree and then back to Beijing for my MBA in Tsinghua University. I spent I developed my career in a couple of companies like PwC and John Deere and those companies in the sector of computing and investment sectors. So after years of play different roles in different functions, I come to realize that how to apply the technology to do something differently. So I think, as you know, in past 3 years or more than 3 years, we have been through kind of difficulty times. I try to realize, as a people, so what are you going to do for your rest of your life to do something bad for the our planet? And I realized that the carbon reduction is kind of a mission for all the, for the humankind. So that's, I try to find out, say, hey, how about do something for this? And then for that kind of point, I realized how to do it differently or more cost effectively. I realized that scientific research can be a good important part of that. And then I realized that Web3 or blockchain is kind of promising the world to do something more transparent and trustable way. So I talked to myself, why not to combine three of them? So I come to the idea, why not to do try to leverage Web3 to release the potential of scientific research to do something to speed down the works for fighting the climate issue. So that's my story.
Okay, and can you tell us a bit more about the Net Zero and what inspired you?
Yeah, so I think I have to think about that. I think when we talking about the inspiration, right? I think it's I guess it's kind of a combination to sense it in a long term pattern. Decades ago or 10 years ago or 20 years, decades later, despite the current global glitches at this moment, right? You choose one place or one planet to live. So the choice can be the Earth or some other one like the Mars, I believe.
Well, I prefer the Earth, definitely.
Yeah, I believe. I'm with you. I believe quite many will be choose for the Earth. So our Earth, I believe many will vote for the Earth. From where I started to think about how to develop something like the zero for the world, for the people, who is going to be, still there for the Earth, to have the family, to have the communities there. So don't go to the outer space. Stay here, have fun. So that's something, it's kind of moment combination. It's bad.
Yeah.
So back to the question. So what exactly about DNZ or DNS zero? DNS zero or DNZ is about how to leverage Web3 or DAO to apply science onto the area to better enable the net zero CO2 emission. So
wait, Forrester, what is Web3 that you are mentioning? Because not everyone is aware of that.
And what is
okay? Let's
Yeah. I have to say Web 3 equal Web 1 plus Web 2. No, it's not. So Web 3 is kind of a compilation of technology and application, like a blockchain, the governance in terms of DAO, privacy computing, and crypto asset. Most of all, it's from my opinion, it's about a pattern or package for you to make things happen in a decentralized, transparent, and trusted way by applying digital innovation to the workflow, to the product design, to how to engage the people. So it's a combination.
And DAO?
DAO is like, DAO. So I guess like you guys are familiar with the cooperatives, right? Cooperative.
Right.
Yeah, cooperative is like you have not software, you have not digitized nature to book things for the participants or stakeholders in the cooperatives. Now we have trustable ledger in terms of blockchain based technology to book the things for cooperative participants to perform their work. That's what I can explain. How it's a DAO, but more than that, it's more transparent. It's say goodbye to the traditional corporation pattern. It's more based on smart contracts, and it's more autonomous. So it's more how to utilize the cryptocurrency to drive the business interest to engage all the stakeholders or to leverage a resource in a smart way or in a transparent, trustable way. Yeah, that's I can define for the DAO. Yeah.
Okay. And what is a net zero flying wheel?
Yeah, that's good. That's a very good question. So the flying wheel is like DLZ. In the first place, DLZ are to fuel scientific achievements, right? And then the scientific achievements are going to enable carbon asset generation, and then such carbon asset can play as a banking or funding facility in the DLZ ecosystem, can be leveraged to accelerate or invest in more DNZ DAOs, and then the cycle, the wheel to fly. So it's kind of a cycle. You got a DNZ DAOs in place, and then this DAO is going to release the scientific achievements to generate more carbon assets. So this carbon assets can be play a facility role to accelerate or to invest more DNZ DAOs. It's kind of a cycle.
Exactly. And can you tell us a bit more about DNZ? DNZ is the net zero, your development model, and what is the climate work ecosystem?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I guess like we're going to define a DNZ in the DAO pattern. So it means ecosystem. It means ecosystem, right? So I guess like you got to engage the existing institute or the developers or the founders or those stakeholders along the ecosystem. So or those startups or teams who want to do something for the climate issue. So it's kind of the dots along the ecosystem to address the climate issue. It can be a person, can be an institute, or can be a corporate. So that's what I mean. Or even it can be like a impacting investor solution or association. That's what I mean, client work ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. So it is kind of where everybody can participate, whether you have 10 euros or whether you have 10 million euros.
Yeah, yeah.
for example, the Project Seed Pool. So there's a foundation called Breakthrough Energy and the Frontier and the IMI. So that's where we can work from to explore more kind of startups from there. That's one. And also in terms of how to promote, how to support the startups, you go to talents to explore, to do the search. So there's a climate work talent source, which is called climate base. There are quite a few people there. They want to do some work for the climate issue. So we can connect that. That's how I call the climate work ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Do I understand it correct that you want to commercialize the climate carbon assets?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how do you plan to do that?
Yeah. So that's very critical for the DNZ to develop. So first, we can create a platform to mint the climate carbon assets in tokens, and then bridge the tokens with a crypto asset trading world. So try to create liquidity for that asset in crypto world. That's one. The second is try to structure the carbon assets in offtake agreement, like in the mining industry, right? So to supply with those big companies, they want to address the net zero ambition. So transform the carbon assets in tokens and utilize or leverage the crypto world to create the liquidity for that kind of asset. The second is structure them in offtake agreement, connected with the big companies. They want to invest for the future to address the net zero ambition. So I guess that's, the market is huge. Like the Bill Gates said, so we need to go from 51 billion tons of emission per year to zero, and we need to do it by 2050. So think about the market. That means since 2022, so it's about $3 trillion USD market. And if we start doing it in 2022, the accumulative value year by year up to 2050, it can be trillion of trillions dollars market. So it's huge. I say, why not do that? I mean, it's an opportunity for quite a few teams to do it together.
Yeah.
And tell us, please, how is your carbon assets different from others? Because they are already similar kind of project with blockchain, with for trading carbon assets for trading. So how are you different?
We are very different. The DNZ is a platform to grow the initiatives to generate a common asset. The platform is not going to directly generate the assets, right? So it's going to help the teams to generate their assets, but we're going to help them how to transform that asset into tokens, into digital assets. That's one. The second is like that. I think we are talking about, what are we going to do by 2050? That means we have to, maximally to explore the potential from scientific achievements or scientific research. So we're going to do something much, much, much better or much, much more effective. So that means we are going to utilize or leverage the DAO pattern to help the startups to do something more more effective way. So I guess I see there are quite a few existing projects or teams are doing kind of common creates by leveraging blockchain. But that's that my understanding, yes, they're doing what they're doing is great, but how to create a platform, how to create a generation of the generation of carbon credits, that's something very different. Yeah.
So if I understand it in normal language, so say, for example, I have a coal mine, I can register on your platform saying I'm a coal miner, and you are a forest owner, you can register on the platform saying you are a forest owner, so you have carbon credits, and I need to buy the carbon credits, so I can on your platform buy your carbon credits and trade with it.
I think the platform, like the trading platform, it's one of the initiatives we're going to develop or going to accelerate. So it's more like, it's more like a carbon credit focused Y Combinator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see, it's going to accelerate all kinds of startups to leverage the scientific research to generate the carbon asset in much more effective way.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe if you can explain in a very normal language, what is carbonomy?
Yeah, it's hard to carbonomy. It's kind of my dream. It's like say you go to some kind of society, you go to some kind of market, and then you want to buy something, you want to sell some kind of service, right? And then you're going to you're going to pay that in terms of a carbon coin or carbon currency, right? And or if you offer some service or product to the market, so you're going to be paid in carbon coin or currency. So it's kind of a circle. From industry perspective, it's like in terms of we try to more effectively to absorb the CO2 from the air, you're going to leverage the synthetic science to make a great material or bio application, right? So if we want to do that, you're going to consume a lot of AI resource, right? And when we say the AI, that means a lot of energy, to be consumed. And then you come to see that if we have the synthetic research in place, we're going to promote much more clean energy generation. And this kind of energy can be utilized back for the AI. So it's kind of a cycle. Yeah. That's what I can imagine the common economy. So that's it's kind of bigger. It's kind of an ecosystem. It's kind of a cycle there. Yeah,
that makes sense. And how does the direct air capture plant work?
Oh, that's so. It's kind of
in normal words again.
Okay.
I forgot to warn our audience that today is a bit technical.
Okay. Director air capture is kind of like I try to do it in this way. Try to capture that, right? You capture a apple from a tree, right? That's kind of this. But when we talking about the CO2, so it's kind of you got to develop some kind of very special material. This material will absorb the CO2 from the air and store it in a very safe way. So that's a process. And the tricky thing or difficult part is how to manufacture, how to produce, how to design that kind of equipment or kind of for mechanism, particularly how to design, how to produce that kind of material. Because this kind of material is not from nature, so you got to utilize AI to do research to produce this synthetic material. So this material is not a general one. It's going to be adapted in different environments. Say in Beijing, in Rook, in Paris, there are different conditions, right? So you're going to produce that kind of material to be adaptable to the local environment. And that kind of material, you put that kind of material there, and the material can catch the CO2
through air,
the process, and store it there. So that's kind of the process is quite simple, but the difficult thing is how to produce that kind of special material.
Right, Forrester, I have another technical question for you. And without the nature, of course, you couldn't achieve zero emissions. So you are using algae species in your biosynthetic factory. So how does that work?
Oh, yes. That's algae. It's like the same thing. I think it's quite similar, like the synthetic material. So synthetic material is kind of a material, right? It's not a creature. But bio stuff is kind of, I mean, algae is kind of a creature. They can breathe. It's kind of a live stuff, right? And so it's I think now in the nature they are agile, already there. They can absorb the CO2 from the air and store there. So according to research, they are absorbing the CO2 from the air. It's kind of for 40 times efficient than tree. That's a potential. However, they require very special condition, living conditions to do that. So what I mean is there are a lot of places there. Back to the first question, the question before this, a different environment. So how to culture that kind of for agile for different locations. So there's no general one to be adapted to every place. So the first thing is like you're going to collect the data about the environment. And then according to the data or the profile of the environment, you're going to develop the specialized agile for that kind of environment to absorb the CO2. So that's it. So like the people, some from my hometown, they like spicy stuff. But the people from Beijing or Shanghai, they like the sweet stuff. That's it.
I know the feeling. And
what... I'm Shanghai, right?
Yeah, I like Shanghai. So what is the role of NFT and AI in your or project?
Yeah, I think that's very, very important for our project to get run there or get operated there. So NFT, the asset, common asset. So how to generate much better liquidity for the common asset? So transform it or change it bring it into the crypto world. So the tokens, the NFTs, right? So put in the NFT. So the first seller or the first owner of the NFT will win or will have the yield from the next trading or transaction.
Yeah,
they will continue to collect that kind of a yield from that kind of following transactions. So in that kind of contact, so the founder or the initiative or owners for the DNZ DAOs can be more promoted or can be more incentivized or motivate to do this. It's not a one-off. If we do this, it can be long term. That's one. The second is because we are going to leverage scientific research. That means a lot of DNZ IP are going to be there. So when we're talking about IP, so I think it's quite matched with how the NFT works. So that's how we're going to why we I mean the NFT can be a the NFTs can play a very important way. I mean, role there to for us to develop a lot of DAOs for the DNZ.
Forster, I think you see DNetZ or DNetZero, right, growing around the globe. So,
yeah,
what is the role of DNetZ to enable scalability? So, how are you going to achieve that?
Okay, so let me confirm. You mean how DNZ can be a global initiative?
Spread around. Yeah, yes, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. First, the mission is for the world, for the planet,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to, I mean, DNZ is born for the world. It's not for China. It's not for, I mean, it's not for the moon. It's for, like I said, for those guys to vote for the Earth. Another world, right? That's one. That's the way it is.
Right, you already and have two more votes here. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And second, obviously, in the current team, we have co-founder to play as a CMO. Actually, he lives in Zurich. So from founder's perspective, we already engaged the talents from OC, from international, I mean, talent pool. I think the second is like, I mean, particularly, we're going to set up the foundation in Switzerland. And then we're going to, under the foundation, we're going to set up the operation co in Zurich, in Tokyo, in Singapore, in Dubai, in Hong Kong. In Silicon Valley. I think, yes, particularly, I mean, like, again, the talents. I mean, the leaders we're going to engage from all over the world. I guess like, and also like I mentioned, while I try to define the climate work ecosystem, it's all there. It's not in one place. So it's definitely going to be connected with the stakeholders across the world. So that's, I think I'm kind of confident it's going to be there already. Let's do it together. Let's do it together because you like it, right? You like it. You'll have fun with it. I'm quite open for that. Yeah.
And are you looking for funding
and partners maybe or?
Both. Yes, I think sometimes. Yeah. It's kind of Yes. At this moment, we kind of stop stage, right? We are currently looking for $5 million, and it's about 25%
of $5 million or which currency USD. You're talking?
USD. Yes. So yeah, and I guess like we also welcome those who are inspired, who are talented, and who are open-minded, and who are really care about, who are really in-depth care about the future of our planet. I mean, we like to have more people to know about the DNZ, and particularly, we want to have some potential candidates to be with us for play the chief scientist, and also the chief product officer, and also the chief ecosystem developer. So yes, we're welcome to the partners, and I can guarantee those it's going to be very very nice journey to explore together.
I believe it will. First, another question. So clearly, you are trying to tackle the goal number 13, action for climate change of United Nations. Any other goals that you see that your project will be contributing to?
That's a very good question. I can give you numbers. 11. No.
Name it.
11, 12.
So name them because not everyone knows what is 11.
Yeah. 13 is climate.
Yes.
And 11 is sustainable cities and communities.
Right.
And 12 is about responsible consumption and production.
Okay, yeah. Cool. That's right.
Well, he knows it.
Of course, it's important. And yeah. Forrester, how can also our audience support you in any way besides partners and investors? So how can you use the support of the wider audience?
Yeah, like you said, I think I have like at least one investor on DNZ with the money or your time. So that's it. And two, be part of DNZ as a team member. Doesn't matter if it's going to be founder or going to be like, clerk or a secretary or whatever, or accountant. It's that. Be part of that. And three, try to bridge DNZ with those, listed, stakeholder, when I define for the climate work. And four, it's very important as well to share the DNZ story with your friends or through the formal channel. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So that sounds great. We will provide the communication details after the TV show, so people will be able to find you. Maybe last one.
Yeah.
As the time is running, can you please share your call to action to our global audience?
Oh, that's easy. You could be part of DNZ, and wherever you are, and it deserves yours. Come to the DNZ.
That sounds cool. I love short messages. Thanks, Forrester, for joining us today, and we wish you lots of success with your project. Keep us posted.
Yeah,
and maybe we will come to China to visit you one time.
No, he's moving to Switzerland. He's coming.
Oh, that's easier, of course.
Come to Berlin first, then to Switzerland. Thank you.
We do both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. From last.
Bye. Bye.
Last
weekend.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Dear viewers, with this we finish the 9th episode of season 6. Next week we will be presenting another wonderful organization. And we want to thank you also for your support and that you give the projects and businesses the opportunities to partner with you. So we will show you more of those.
And from me, thank you so very much for it. We invite all impactful businesses who are seeking investment, branding, or any other support to our TV show. Contact us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
Bye
for now.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Impact Investing TV Show. Make sure you subscribe to our channel not to miss any future episodes.
Leave us some feedback and get in touch with us if you want to be our next TV show guest.
And find us on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And join the awesome Impact community. We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And remember, it's not hard to act.
Just give your heart to impact.